Fat, 50 and Effed, written by Jeffrey McGeachin and read by Peter Hosking. Around 9:30, Fran brought him a mug of lukewarm instant coffee, which he sipped at his desk. The security monitor now showed the three tellers getting their cages ready for the expected rush. Martin picked up a pistol and examined it, trying to remember exactly where the release for the magazine was located. The brass clip suddenly fell out of the bottom of the hand grip and landed on his desk. He picked it up. It was empty. Martin looked at the family photograph on his desk. He stood up and took off his jacket and tie and unbuttoned the collar of his shirt. Sitting down again, he began loading the cartridges into the clip, carefully blowing the flecks of coconut off them first. He pushed the loaded clip firmly into the base of the automatic, and it locked into place with a solid metallic click. Martin studied the photograph on his desk for a long time, absently stroking the metal of the pistol. He put his thumb over the muzzle. It was cold. He turned the pistol around and looked down the barrel. Hooking his thumb backwards through the trigger, he placed the muzzle against his forehead between his eyes. He made a clicking noise with his tongue. "What have I got to lose?" he asked himself. At 10:10, Darrell unlocked the bank's main door in response to a confident and rhythmic knocking. A pair of uniformed security guards stood behind a two-wheeled trolley stacked with canvas bags. The hinged metal bars that secured the tops of the bags were padlocked and sealed, and the guards were armed with revolvers. The older of the two smiled pleasantly at Darrell. "Good morning, young sir. Anyone here order a shitload of cash money?" "You're late, Frank," Darrell said, swinging back both doors. Frank shrugged. "Some dick left a Commodore in the no-standing zone where we usually unload." At 10:15, Martin walked out of his office. He'd been watching on the security monitor as Darrell and Frank checked the delivery, and Darrell had just signed the receipt on Frank's clipboard. The younger guard, new to Martin, was leaning on the counter, smiling and chatting to Fran. "You're really backing the wrong horse there, mate," thought Martin. "Everything okay, Frank?" he asked. "All signed for?" The guard nodded. "She's all yours, Martin. You're in the money." "I guess I am, Frank," Martin agreed. Then he pointed the bank's pistol at the group. "And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm terribly sorry, but this is a stick-up."